An educational tool to help primary school children with vision impairment learn how to code has been launched onto the UK market by the RNIB. The award-winning tool called CodeJumper is the first of its kind. It was designed by Microsoft and developed by American Printing House for the Blind as a tactile teaching aid that is fully accessible for all children, including those with visual impairments. I went to the launch of CodeJumper, which was held in central London on the 17th of January, to find out more. I spoke to Cecily Morrison, who is one of the people who came up with the idea, which is now known as CodeJumper.
CodeJumper is a physical programming language for teaching programming concepts and computational thinking, children ages 7 to 11, regardless of their level of vision. So it works by having a set of pods, which are something that fit in your hand. You plug them together with audio jacks, and by plugging these together, you create commands in your program, which you can then run, and it plays sound, stories, jokes, anything that you can listen to.
And you have a personal reason for kind of coming up with this idea.
Well, we moved into this space because we have a blind child as well. He was very young when we started this project, but it was at that time we realized that the amazing thing could be if people who are blind and low vision have control to create their own technological future. And we wanted to think about what they needed to do that.
And I mean, I'll be speaking to people today at the event who, you know, I spoke to a 13-year-old from college called Dan. He said, through using CodeJumper, he is now considering going on to college and university to look at doing engineering coding.
That's exactly what I want to hear. I'm looking forward to this launching 2 years later, seeing all the kids who are moving into the space. We've heard a lot of feedback saying that kids have started studying GCSE computing. They're moving into that space. Some of the team that we worked with, many of them have now graduated and they're moving on to text-based coding. And that's what we want to see. That said, you know, I use it with my own child who's just 7, and I actually use it for all of his education. He's a very auditory child. He has difficulty with sequencing, and I can put in all of his stories, all these things to help him learn his basics of education. So I think it's, for me, also a very wide tool that can be used in a number of circumstances. He may go on to be an engineer. He's more likely to be a musician, but I still think it's going to be a really important part of his education journey.
The way you spoke about, you know, it teaches kids to problem solve, and so it's not just about coding, it is take things apart and looking at things from a different point of view.
I mean, I think for me as a computer scientist, I actually don't do much coding in my day-to-day life. My job, which is an amazing job, is to imagine technologies of the future. I can do that because I did learn to code, but more importantly, I learned about all of those things that make technology the way it is. I learned about how do we make technology to be concise. You know, your program can't have 55 commands in it because you can only afford to have 3. How are you going to do that? You know, I learned about problem solving, creating different aspects of how we bring things together to create something that you want to create. Maybe you really wanted to create this story that had this ending of a lion roaring, but you can't get that sound. Well, how can you get the same impact with a different sound? So these are all these ways that I learned to create and to make. And I think for me, as in my career, it's been an exciting to think that I can influence the future through the technology we create. And I think it's about coding, but it's about that larger picture as well.
Nick Adamson was invited by the RNIB to speak at the event, as he is a blind parent who is a senior software engineer working for a major defence company. I asked him what he thought of CodeJumper as somebody with lived experience in the field.
CodeJumper is fantastic because it's teaching those programming concepts, loops, ifs, all the sorts of things that I do in when I'm writing, you know, official code. It's teaching those concepts in a way that makes sense for 6, 7, 8 year olds, because it's physically there. They can touch it, they can actually read their code by touching blocks. It's a really clever way of getting kids to understand the concept of coding.
So could you just tell our listeners how long you have been coding and how did you get into it?
Okay, so I've been coding for nearly 20 years. I'm feeling very old. And I first started at college as part of a GMVQ, and there was a module on coding and something about it just clicked. And the first time I got a computer to put some code in and made it do something was a real standout moment. Something I still get a buzz now when I'm trying to figure out how to do something and it starts working. There's a real bit where you go, yes, you know, it makes you feel quite excited when you get stuff like that working. So after college, I went to university, did a degree in software engineering, which is the formal title for computer programming. And then I've been at my current employer for the last 15 years.
And how was it, somebody, again, living with a visual impairment, to do something which is, I would imagine, for the rest of them, quite a visual subject?
Well, you'd be surprised, actually, because coding itself isn't visual. If you imagine code, it's just, it's your standard alphabets with punctuation marks, formatted in a particular way, just in a text file, something screen readers and braille displays handle really, really well. So actually writing computer code is something that can come really naturally to someone who can't see the screen. And even when you're writing, you know, screens and setting out how things look on the screen, even that's just maths, you know, move this box 7 pixels this way and that sort of thing. It's a very text-based world.
I just overheard you speaking to somebody talking C++ and embedded C's, and I'd like to pretend I know what I'm talking about, but how is it with screen readers, say the within the RNIB we use JAWS, but do you have a specialised one for slightly quicker reads?
No, I just use NVDA at quite a high speed. It's with the text-to-speech output, and I use a braille display, and I use industry standard tools. So Microsoft make a very well-known set of tools for programming called Visual Studio. It's a bit like Microsoft Office, but for coders, and that works very well with NVDA.
And looking back, do you think, I mean, you've got to clearly a very great position in your career. Do you think that CodeJumper could have helped you if we'd rewound a few years?
Absolutely. Well, it would have done. But the other thing is that you know, I'm 38. Back when I was at primary school, you know, coding wasn't a thing. It wasn't until you were 16, 17 that you would even look at that. And that was only if you're into computing anyway. Now it's part of the curriculum. It's something that, as part of the key digital literacy that our kids are being taught, that we've got to be able to teach blind kids. My sighted children, they've been taught Scratch and they do Lego Mindstorm, which is all programming based activities. If we don't teach blind kids the same thing, well, we're going to leave them out of the digital future, and that's just not on.
After speaking to Cecily and Nick, I figured it would be good to speak to somebody who could benefit from the technology. So I spoke to Kira and Dan, two students from New College Worcester, a school for blind and partially sighted pupils, to see what they thought and if they were interested.
I love CodeJumper. I'm really excited for this. And I love CodeJumper because it takes something potentially scary to some people, a programming language, and puts it in a very easy, fun, and accessible format.
Yeah, Dan about covers it. It's great because it's accessible, and for someone like me who is absolutely atrocious with tech, it makes it very easy and I can't really break anything, so it's brilliant.
Dan, is coding something you've considered before, or is it with the introduction of CodeJumper that you're now thinking about it?
I've always kind of been interested in coding. I was kind of taught a little bit about the concepts, specifically using JavaScript, but I really had no idea what anyone was talking about, honestly. Now, after using CodeJumper, I potentially want to pursue a career in software development. So,
and Kira, so you've clearly both used it. How long have you been using it for?
Well, our school got it as a prototype the year before I joined, as I joined in year 8 doing a year at a mainstream school. So the rest of my year, including Dan, had a lot more experience with it. I just did a couple of lessons, and I think it's great, especially for someone with very little experience like me.
So we've heard from two pupils who think that this could be a way for them to get into coding. Just before the launch event came to a close, I grabbed David Clark, the Director of Services at the RNIB, to see what he thinks about CodeJumper.
Well, it's fantastic that we're actually here and launching this in the UK. We're really, really pleased to be working with our partners from the US, APH, Humanware, of course, who we work very closely with in the UK here, but also, obviously, Microsoft, who've come up with this amazing package of stuff which helps blind and partially sighted kids to code.
Why do you think it's important for the RNIB to be involved in stuff like this?
Well, I mean, we are the leading sight loss charity in the UK. We naturally serve a huge community of blind and partially sighted people, and young people are a really, really important part of that. And what we've kind of realised is that, you know, perhaps when I was a child some long distance ago that I wouldn't care to remember, you know, you might have got into computer studies in sort of 15, 16, 17, 18 years old. And by that time, you had a really good understanding of assistive tech and all that kind of stuff. Whereas actually, kids are learning much, much earlier now. So the fact that CodeJumpers, which is this physical representation of code that people can feel and touch and move around and make it do different things in different ways, the fact that that's now available for sort of 7 to 11-year-old children, it means they're able to learn code in the same way as anyone else can.
And in the doing so, won't be left behind.
Well, I think that's the critical thing in terms of being left behind. You know, we still have this appalling figure, which we're all really working very hard to change, about the 1 in 4 people of working age in employment. And I think, you know, it's not only the coding side of it. You know, it would be fantastic if lots of these children went on to have successful careers in coding and in software development. But actually, it's all sorts of other aspects which are vital to education and vital to employment. You know, the whole problem solving, the analytical skills, and you know, deliberating on something and working out different options and getting to the same answer through multiple routes and working out which is the most efficient. You know, there's so many aspects of this which are imperative to education. But that in itself is the bedrock and the foundation upon which employment and social inclusion and economic inclusion is built.
If you'd like any more information on CodeJumper, go to the RNIB shop or visit codejumper.com.